But the Habsburgs precipitated what came to be known as the Bosnian crisis by annexing outright Bosnia-Herzegovina without waiting for the Russians, without waiting for an international conference. And then, of course, stating, well, of course, they would support the Russians in a bid for the Straits. But this isn't the way this was supposed to go. The Russians were outraged. They felt they'd been stabbed in the back, that they'd been tricked by the Austrians. And not only was rage evident in St. Petersburg, but also in Bosnia-Herzegovina and in Serbia. At this moment, a general crisis flared. Bulgaria declared its independence from Turkey. Serbia and Montenegro, desirous of a united South Slav state, including Bosnia-Herzegovina, this was always part of the Serbian agenda, mobilized their forces against Austria. Russia, meanwhile, with its deal with the Habsburgs now exposed and with very little chance of getting access to the Straits of Constantinople, Russia, which had, as we've seen, endorsed a pan-Slav program movement in the Balkans through its support to the Serbs. Now, the outlines of a very serious crisis loomed indeed. And there would be no replay of 1878 when Bismarck acted as the mediator between Habsburgs and Romanovs. Now the prospect confronted Europe that if Austria went to war with Serbia over Bosnia-Herzegovina, that Russia would support the Serbs, the Germans would be drawn in to support the Habsburgs, the French would be drawn in to support the Russians, and now what had begun as a change of status of Bosnia-Herzegovina from an administered state to one annexed outright by the Habsburgs would lead not to a small conflict in the Balkans, not to a regional war, but the prospect of a general European-wide war now loomed on the near horizon. Germany encouraged the Habsburgs to stand firm and indeed issued to the Russians an ultimatum. The Russians were to back off, not mobilize their forces, or if they did not, they would face dire consequences. It was a real threat of war, an ultimatum in the baldest possible terms. Russia was in 1908 not prepared to fight a war against the combined forces of Austria, Hungary, and Germany. France in 1908 was not eager to be drawn into a war over the Balkans. And as a consequence, the Romanovs found their position untenable and were forced to back down. Austria and their allies, the Germans, had prevailed in the crisis. But Russia's humiliation would prompt the Tsar to embark upon a new round of military reforms, to introduce a new military budget with vast increases in military expenditure. The Tsar and his advisors were determined after the Bosnian crisis of 1908-09, never to be put in this humiliating situation again. Russia would never allow another blow to its prestige, especially in the Balkans. Indeed, these crises, the crisis of the Bosnian crisis of 08-09, would prompt both Russia and France, and then in tow Germany, to embark upon a whole new round of military expenditure, accentuating and intensifying the arms race.